For the past 3 years, research company and Glacier Media have gauged the experience of Canadians with noise. In our first poll, conducted in January 2021 while many of us were still confined to our homes on account of the COVID-19 pandemic, 27% of Canadians told us that their city or town had become noisier. In August 2022, the proportion rose dramatically to 49%. This past weekend, we were in field again. The numbers have climbed, although not as dramatically as they did in 2022. Still, and for the first time, a majority of Canadians, 54%, up 5 points, told us that their city or town has become noisier in the past year. The results of the survey are more stable when Canadians ponder if noise has worsened over the past 12 months on their street, 43%, up 2 points, and inside their home, 32%, also up 2 points. Canadians aged 18 to 34 are more likely to say that their city or town is noisier now, 61%, than their counterparts aged 35 to 54, 50%, and aged 55 and over, 53%. In three provinces, British Columbia, Alberta and Ontario, more than 3 in 5 residents, 61%, believe noise has become a bigger issue. The proportions are lower in Quebec, 50%, Atlantic Canada, 45%, and Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 44%. Only 1 in 5 Canadians, 20%, told us they were not bothered by any of 16 different noises while they were inside their homes. This represents a 2-point drop since 2022 and a significantly lower than what was gathered in the 2021 baseline survey, 34%. There is, in a strange way, a silver lining when it comes to one specific nuisance. This year, 32% of Canadians say they were bothered by unnecessary noise from vehicles, such as motorcycles and cars revving up. While this is still the most recalled bothersome disturbance, it is down 4 points since 2022. We also observe a generational difference, with 41% of Canadians aged 55 and over recalling this unnecessary nuisance, compared to 29% for those aged 18 to 34 and 26% for those aged 35 to 54. Only two other items on our list have bothered more than a quarter of Canadians in the past year: dogs barking, 30%, up 3 points, and construction-related noises, such roofing, land clearing and heavy machinery, 29%, unchanged. British Columbia is significantly ahead of the national average on strident canines, 35%. There are some subtle changes on most of the noises we track, including Canadians being bothered by loud people outside their home, 23%, down 5 points, a car alarm, 22%, down 2 points, loud music playing inside a vehicle, also 22%, up 1 point, loud music at a nearby home, 21%, up 3 points, and drivers honking the horn excessively, also 21%, up 1 point. The results suggest that Ontario is home to the largest proportion of drivers who do not use the horn exclusively for emergencies, 27%. Other nuisances remain in the memories of fewer Canadians, including yard work, such as lawnmowers and leaf blowers, 20%, down 5 points, yelling or screaming at a nearby home, also 20%, up 1 point, fireworks, also 20%, up 2 points, power tools, such as electric saws and sanders, 19%, down 2 points, a loud gathering or party at a nearby home, 16%, down 1 point, a home alarm, 11%, up 1 point, and cats meowing, 7%, unchanged. Fireworks, which are particularly dreaded by pet owners and parents trying to put young children to bed, are a more severe matter in a particular province. Almost 3 in 10 British Columbians, 29%, have been bothered by fireworks in the past year, with Ontario a distant second at 22%. The slight drop in the proportion of Canadians who were not disturbed by noise at home coincides with some of the mitigating actions that individuals can take. The proportion of Canadians who have acquired noise-canceling headphones or earphones increased from 7% in 2022 to 11% in 2023. Other actions include relying on earplugs or earmuffs to mitigate noise at home, 16% up 2 points, reporting noise concerns to the police, 9%, up 1 point, and packing up and moving away, 6%, up 1 point. Our annual survey on noise did not herald a return to the 2021 scenario, when Canadians were not as bothered by what transpired outside of their homes. While the proportion of Canadians who look at their place of residence as noisy has not increased dramatically, there is a generation that is evidently having a tougher time. Those aged 18 to 34 lead the way in both buying noise-canceling equipment, 19%, and reaching for the earplugs or earmuffs, 25%, when they feel their home is no longer a sanctuary. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online survey conducted from May 19 to 21, 2023, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in Canada. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.